This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke Wednesday with Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi and Iranian-backed paramilitary groups protesting U.S. airstrikes in Iraq withdrew from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad Wednesday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
The Iran-backed paramilitary groups tied to violent protests laying siege to the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad have now convinced their supporters to withdraw after the U.S. deployed hundreds of additional troops from a unit created as a response to the 2012 Libya consulate disaster. Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday said he would ask Parliament to grant him immunity from corruption charges, a step that could delay his trial for months. The step most likely puts the trial on hold until after elections in March, when he hopes to win a majority that will shield him from prosecution. He was indicted in November on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust after failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections last year. Hong Kong's celebratory mood on the first day of 2020 was marred by tear gas and water cannon deployed by police on a largely peaceful crowd and the arrest of about 400 people at a march attended by hundreds of thousands in what has been a months-long anti-government movement. Senior superintendent told reporters late Wednesday that police arrested about 400 people during the New Year's Day march on charges including illegal assembly and the possession of offensive weapons. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.